Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm returning a phone call. I had a voicemail from, I believe it was Joanna, about an e-check. I'm a little confused.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
22602.
22602.
Yes, ma'am.
And your first and last name?
Lisa Woodall.
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your mailing address?
933 Wissens Ridge Road, Winchester, Virginia, 22602.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. And I do see there was a order placed for the Wi-Fi booster.
Yes. But I didn't sign up for a subscription. I talked to somebody. I was very upset that I didn't, I guess, read the fine print, and I didn't want to be in a subscription of any kind, and they told me that it was non-refundable. And then I get a voicemail that they're going to send me a check, refund me. So I'm just a little confused. I thought it was non-refundable.
Yes, ma'am. So whenever you place the order for that Wi-Fi booster, that is a entry gift to our subscription. I do see you canceled on the 25th. It looks like as a courtesy, we did try to issue the refund, but for whatever reason, it could be like the card was changed, like the card was canceled,
yes,
for whatever reason.
Yes, I canceled out the card because I was afraid that you know, I would get recurrence of charges, and that I didn't want it.
Yes, ma'am. That cancellation stops any future billing when you canceled on the 25th. However, when we tried to issue the refund as the one-time courtesy, it didn't go through, so we issued it as an e-check, which is
okay.
What the voicemail was for. It was just to let you know that we sent it as an e-check. Basically, an e-check just means, like, email.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. So it would get sent to the email on file, which is L like Larry, A as in Apple, Woodall, 4@gmail.com.
I never got it, though.
Yes, ma'am. It was just issued on the 26th.
Okay.
So it does take a while for that to actually, like, fully send to you.
Okay.
Because it's an e-check, so it's very different from, like, a regular refund.
Okay. So that will go to my email, and I print it out and take it to my bank. I'm a little confused. What do I do with an e-check?
So there's usually, like, instructions on how to, like, check or, like, cash the e-check. You can but usually you just have to, like, use the information that's on there.
Okay. All right. So I'll just wait for the email.
Yes, ma'am.
All
I would
right.
also continue to check your spam because sometimes it can get sent there as well.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.